And our final reading is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, in which John explains the mystery, declares the mystery of the incarnation of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.' And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him." May God bless the reading of his holy word. Here we are in the Gospel according to John. John gives us this amazing news that light has come in to the world. Now, Christmas and lights come together. I don't know about you, but as I was driving here, I passed dozens, I'm sure, of houses with Christmas lights strung outside. We have a few here this evening. Light and Christmas go together. I remember as a boy being taken to Mill Hill Road in Norwich, one of those houses where they really splashed out on lights, and it's a blaze of light in the middle of winter. And when we lived in Norwich, it was almost a yearly thing. You went up to Mill Hill Road to see the lights. And the lights cheer us up. They make us feel happy. It's largely a psychological reaction to seeing the lights. And you've noticed in our readings that there's a lot of light going on and a lot of light in our carols. We began with Isaiah chapter 9, the promise of the light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We went on to read of the glory of God shining around the angels. And now John, the light coming in to the world. And all these lights point ultimately to the true light, the light in John's Gospel, the light in our readings. And of course, the light of the star that led the wise men was a light that guided them to the true light, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have these lights that come, and our first light was in the book of Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Now, Isaiah is phrased, of course, in the present tense, what the theologians call the prophetic perfect. And that means that it's a prophecy of a future event, but the event is so certain and sure that it's spoken of as though it's already happened. And yet it is a prophecy of the future. The people who walked in darkness, well, there's man's problem. There's the problem in the world is darkness. And the darkness in the world isn't just a physical darkness. It's not just the darkness that we get at this time of year when you get to about 3 p.m. and it's getting dark. But it's the darkness that's in the world of sin and wickedness. And it's a darkness that's in human hearts. A darkness that oppresses, but the light is a person. God doesn't just send a plan into the world. God doesn't send a list of do this, do that. He sends his law, but his law isn't sent to save us, but to help us to realize that we need to be saved. The light is unto us, a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And what a child and what a son. The government is upon his shoulder. It's one who rules and reigns and is the prince of peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. We are surrounded by people with promises, by governments and princes and rulers, but there's only one who brings peace, and that is Jesus Christ, spoken of in our reading from Micah. This one will be our peace. He is our peace, the Bible tells us, because he reconciles us to God. He brings us to God. We are separated from God, and God is light, but Christ comes to us so that upon those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, a great light has shined. There was the promise, a son to be given, a child to be born. And then we find in Luke's Gospel the wonderful fulfillment of that promise, that fulfillment to the shepherds in Bethlehem. It was announced to them that God had kept his promise. An angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. Why, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." There is the light who comes into the world. And he came to, well, as one of the Christmas carols puts it, certain poor shepherds in the fields where they lay. He didn't come to Herod in his palace. He didn't come even to the mayor of Bethlehem and to the dignitaries in the city, but God sent the angel to the shepherds, the lowest of the low, the ordinary people. And they were told that they, the common man, would find Jesus lying in a manger. In other words, Jesus doesn't just come to the great and the good, but he comes to us. He doesn't just come for the great and the good, he comes for ordinary people, and we can come to him. poor and needy as we may be, lowly as we may be, we can come to him and he accepts us. There are no barriers here. He doesn't set up barriers and say you must go through the royal bodyguards or the bouncers to come, but you can come as you are. And the shepherds, they were out in the fields in their work clothes. They didn't run home and get changed into their Sabbath best, but they ran straight to where the Lord Jesus was, just as they were, because we can come to him just as we are, because he is the King for us. And then our reading from John, the light. Who is this Jesus? Who is this child in the manger? He is the light. He is the Word of God. He's called the Word, God in action. And all things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. And John would have us see how great, how marvelous, how wonderful this one is. This is the one through whom all things were made. You go out on a starry night and you see the stars. All those were made through him. You look on a nature documentary, perhaps, all these animals and how amazing some of them are. And all those were made by him. You go out, go into a garden, maybe one of the, maybe Biddulph Grange garden, all those marvellous plants from all over the world. And all those were made by him. Because without him, nothing was made that was made. And he is the light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, or as the word may be translated, did not overcome it. And there's a deliberate ambiguity there. On the one hand, the darkness of this world cannot understand Jesus, but also the darkness of this world, the powers of darkness that are set against him, they cannot overcome him, though all the powers of darkness are set around him. And what happened with this one? That he came into the world. The Word became flesh, verse 14, and dwelt among us. And that's why this Christmas time matters. It's helpful to us to remember that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that we think on the sacred humanity of Christ, that he is fully God and fully man, that he is God and man, and that he is God and man. He hasn't ceased to be man. He remains man forever. There is a man in the glory, God with us, God for us. And no one has seen God at any time, John tells us. But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He has made him known. We can't know God outside of Jesus. All the world's philosophies, all the world's religions, they cannot bring us to God, because no one has seen God at any time apart from Jesus. We can't come to God ourselves. Man can't build a ladder to God. But God has come down to us. And that's the wonderful news of Christmas. It is God with us. Jesus making the Father known. And how does he come? He comes as the light. But the light dwelling with us. a light that makes us joyful, a light that cheers us, not a light that terrifies. I was reading the other day a book dealing with pilots in the Second World War whose aircraft crashed, and there was one fighter came down during Dunkirk, splashed down beside a British destroyer. The gunner was knocked unconscious, and they were brought on board the destroyer, and as the gunner came round, it was sunset. Glorious red sunset it was behind the ship, and the pilot bent over the gunner. "Are you all right?" And the gunner looked up and saw, groggy as he was, the pilot's face silhouetted and backed by what he saw as flames. And for a moment he thought he'd gone to hell, and the pilot had gone to hell too. That was a light that made him afraid, a light that terrified. And when the shepherds saw the light shining around the angel, it was like that for them. It was a terrifying light, because it's the glory of God. "Do not be afraid, fear not," the angel said, "because I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which are for you and all mankind." It must have been a great relief for that gunner to be told, "No, we've been rescued. We're on a destroyer. We're coming back to Blighty." But it's a much more wonderful news to know that Jesus rescues us from hell, delivers us from our sins, that he came into the world to save us so that we might be brought back to God. The light has come into the world because Jesus is the light of the world, and his light shines in the darkness. And may God shine that light into our hearts at this Christmas time, that we may rejoice, that we may rejoice that light has come into the world, and rejoice knowing that this light is a light of hope and life for all who believe on his name. Amen.